Hello.
Hey, is this David?
It is.
Hey, David, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, man, I don't know if you remember, but you actually had given us a call back in June and kind of inquired about our programs that we had to offer. You guys were looking to bring on some cash to, you know, buy some more cars for the lot, and then you were also looking to bring on a new a framing machine for the body shop over there. You know, said that would help out the business, kind of increase your profit margins, and, you know, just trying to touch base with you and kind of see how everything's been, seeing, you know, what the process is and, you know, where you guys are at right now.
Well, actually, I had a guy come in with cash money. He wanted to bring cars, and he was willing to pay us up front to be able to sell and buy cars here for the next 2 years. So we went ahead and did that, but we already got everything covered.
So he covered the inventory portion of the business, correct?
I put it this way. He put in almost $500,000 worth of cars and $100,000 cash.
Wow. Wow, that must have been a godsend coming out of the blue like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was awesome. But yeah, we got that covered now.
Okay. What about the? I know the cash seems like it's covered, but what about the equipment side of it? Did you guys end up getting that framing machine?
Yeah, we got that. It's already set up. We done fixed two cars already. I mean, it's awesome.
That's good. No, I'm glad to hear that. Are you guys looking to bring any more, you know, pieces of equipment on that we might be able to help out with?
Well, for right now, no. But if everything keeps looking the way it is, we're probably going to wind up having to get this building next door.
Oh, you guys are going to maybe expand?
Yeah, we're probably going to have to, because they're talking about wanting to bring in. They got another guy, he's wanting to bring in another $400,000 worth of cars, and another guy's wanting to bring $150,000 worth of cars. So, we're already out of room.
Right, so, you know, just to kind of clarify on my end here, these are guys that come to you and then sell you that that amount of the cars?
No, they want to bring that amount worth of cars here to sell, and then I get to make money off of their cars.
Oh, so you make, like, a commission off the each sale of the car?
Yeah, I get $1,000 for every car that we sell.
Okay, all right. That's not a bad deal that you got there. Okay, so you guys, I know that the inventory's covered, but if you're looking to purchase, or at least, you know, buy a new lot, do you guys have the capital, like enough capital to cover that type of cost with the amount of money that this investor came in with? Or are you guys looking?
That's what I'm saying, we got that now.
Okay. Well, is there anything that we might be able to do to help you out now? I mean, are you guys looking to bring on equipment when that new shop comes opening up, or is it just going to be a car lot?
No. When we bring it up and get that one, I have to expand my body shop. I have to go ahead and get another paint booth and probably a lift or two.
Okay. And do you think that you might, you know, are you guys looking to pay those outright, or are you going to take the equipment financing route? Because I mean, I don't know if you're too familiar, but there are advantages that come with, you know, taking the typical equipment financing route, such as tax advantages, so you guys can write down some of your taxable income, so you're not paying too high of taxes.
Cool.
Are you familiar with things like that?
No, well, I mean, I know the lady that does all of our bookkeeping and all that shit. I know she knows all that.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, has she ever mentioned anything along those lines that, you know, if you guys hadn't purchased the framing machine outright with cash, you could be writing down that total piece of equipment as an expense, so you don't have to, you know, pay taxes on it really.
Hmm.
It's just you know, food for thought. It's nothing that, you know, is a make or break situation, but it does help the business because rather than paying a huge amount of taxes on it, it's just something small that can help out. But, okay, well, you know, is there maybe a better time that you would like me to follow up, maybe towards the end of the year here, if you guys are still looking to bring on some pieces of equipment that we can possibly help you out with?
Well, I guess I'll check back with me about doing a little further later and see what I'm up to get inside the building.
Okay.
Maybe I got a few months to to get it set up and planned out to try to jump over here.
Right, right. Okay, well, I think you do have my contact information, but I'm gonna send over another email so you guys have me on file, because I think you were working with another one of our agents over here, and I kind of just sort of took over the file trying to touch base with you here, but you guys still have the same email, tayboy42@yahoo.com, right?
Yeah, with TC.
Okay, all right, so I'll send over an email with my information, so that you have me on file, and, you know, if something does come up in the meantime, if something breaks down, if something, you know, if you need cash quickly and you don't want to go and use the investor's money and you'd rather just have somebody else kind of, you know, step in really quickly, provide you with that capital, that's where we kind of step in. So you have that cash on hand. And, you know, feel free to give me a call and I'll follow up with you then.
All right, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right, David. You take care.
All right.